Overnight on the plane to an international summit in Poland, Vice President Mike Pence condemned Congresswoman Ilhan Omar's controversial comments on Israel, tweeting they were a disgrace and her apology was inadequate. Anti-Semitism has no place in the United States Congress, much less the Foreign Affairs Committee. Those who engage in anti-Semitic tropes should not just be denounced, they should face consequences for their words. Andrea Mitchell was on the plane with the vice president when he tweeted and spoke to him exclusively about his comments. Take a look.
I've got to ask you about your tweet from the plane against Congressman Omar. You read her out. We understand you want her to be kicked off the Foreign Affairs Committee. At the same time, Republicans were very slow to go and punish Congressman Steve King of Iowa, who is historically critical of Hispanic Americans, and the president's Muslim ban. Can you understand how that creates a climate of toxicity in all directions?
Well, Representative Omar's tweets were a disgrace. Anti-Semitism has no place in the United States Congress or anywhere in our country or the free world. I think it was right for Democrat leaders to condemn those remarks, but I think it's important that people that articulate anti-Semitic views are also held accountable. The Republican leadership was right to condemn Stephen King's remarks and also to remove him from the committee. There were consequences to what he said. And unless Representative Omar resigns from Congress, at minimum, Democrat leaders should remove her from the House Foreign Affairs Committee. I served on that committee for more than a decade, Andrea. I mean, one of the things that always united that committee was strong support for our relationship with Israel and a strong condemnation of anti-Semitism. The truth is, anti-Semitism is not just wrong, it's dangerous. And Polish Jews during the Nazi occupation experienced that in one of the darkest chapters in human history. I'll be at the Warsaw Ghetto tomorrow. My wife and I will pay our respects at Auschwitz on Friday. It's important that the leaders in the Congress take a firm stand against anti-Semitism rhetoric, and I think it requires consequences in this case.
And what the president said about banning all Muslims in 2015?
Well, look, the president's instituted a travel ban for the security of the United States of America. It represents extreme vetting to ensure that people coming into our country, whatever their background and from whatever nation, represent not a threat to the people of our country. And that's been upheld all the way to the Supreme Court of the United States, and we'll always put the safety and security of the American people first. Look, we embrace the broad diversity of the American people. We embrace legal immigration, but the president will always put the safety and security of the American people first.
And joining me now from Warsaw, Poland, is NBC News Chief Foreign Affairs Correspondent and, of course, the anchor of this program, Andrea Mitchell. Andrea, congratulations on a fantastic interview. We're going to play some more of it in just a moment. But I want to drill down with you a little bit more on this issue that you were speaking with the Vice President about and read you the tweet from Congresswoman Omar to the president, who said, quote, "You have trafficked in hate your whole life against Jews, Muslims, indigenous immigrants, black people, and more. I learned from people impacted by my words. When will you?" And then you, Andrea, referenced this comment and edict by candidate Trump back in 2015.
Donald J. Trump is calling for a total and complete shutdown of Muslims entering the United States until our country's representatives can figure out what the hell is going on. We have no choice. We have no choice.
So, Andrea, what do you make of what the vice president told you today?
Well, it's complicated because, of course, the Muslim ban per se was not upheld. There were other iterations of it before it became country-specific, and that's what the Supreme Court upheld, not a broad Muslim ban. So I was trying to get at the whole issue of how Muslim Americans have been discriminated against and have been categorized and profiled by this president when he was a candidate and since. That said, what she said was deemed as, you know, inappropriate. It was an anti-Semitic trope as far as the Democratic leadership was concerned, and a lot of other people are concerned. And it is a big theme here in Poland because, of course, the vice president and his wife are going to be visiting the uprising of the Polish Jews in the Warsaw Ghetto in 1943. It lasted for a month against the Polish and Nazi regime. And so, and then on Friday, of course, Auschwitz. There's a very heavy overlay here of politics as well. And it's the truth is that Stephen King, Congressman King, was not punished by the Republicans until for years when he was talking against Hispanic Americans. Only when he said the most recent things about white supremacism was he kicked off committees. So there's a big tortured history here. And Vice President Pence is the strongest, if anything, the strongest supporter of the state of Israel, of Prime Minister Netanyahu, and of those policies of anyone in the administration. That said, you can criticize Israel without being anti-Semitic.
Mm-hmm. And Andrea, as you are noting, the vice president's agenda is a weighty one, and he's getting ready to meet with NATO allies. And I know that you asked him about that, the president's relationship with NATO. Obviously, it has been a rocky one. I want to play for our viewers your interview segment on that and then get your reaction on the other side.
What are you trying to do here is fix the problem where NATO allies are concerned that he does not support the alliance?
President Trump's made it clear the United States stands strongly behind the NATO alliance, but we expect our NATO allies to live up there to their commitment
He's
to invest more
to get
than
2%
of their GDP on our common defense. Well, look, the president truly believes that burden sharing means that each of us does our part. And coming into office, President Trump observed that too many of our NATO allies were allowing the American people and the American military to carry a lion's share of the burden of Europe's defense.
Do you feel snubbed that some of our biggest allies are not sending top diplomats here? France, Germany, England? Because of their anger at getting out of the Iran nuclear deal.
I couldn't be more proud of the fact that more than 50 nations will be represented here. When President Trump went to Riyadh in our first year in office, he spoke about a new alignment across the Arab world facing the common threat that Iran posed with its malign influence. It's the leading state sponsor of terrorism and is exporting violence all across the region, destabilizing nations across the region. It's that reality that's brought these nations together in the months since.
And the vice president also was greeting some of the 4,500 American troops are here, 800 of whom are part of a NATO commitment. Poland is one of the NATO countries that has committed more than the 2% that the president has been demanding. So it's a poster child or poster nation for a strong NATO alliance. And all of this, as we were pointing out, when the president has privately said to NATO colleagues, upsetting the alliance, that he wanted out of NATO. And also, of course, the INF treaty cancellation. So there's a lot at stake here with Europe very, very nervous about the American commitment. That's what the vice president is here to address, as well as, of course, trying to defend their position on Iran as the Europeans, Kristen, are trying to avoid the American sanctions that have been reimposed after the president got out of that deal as well. A big foreign policy moment for the vice president and by proxy, the president.
Well, tremendous interview, Andrea, that covered a lot of ground. We will be following your reporting for the rest of the week. Really appreciate it. Good to see you and safe travels.
Thanks for doing the show. Thank you, Kristen.
Always. Thank you.